The Bitcoin tape settled Friday at roughly $78,600 after losing 3.4% on the day, closing out its first down week since late March. The move lower came as the 10-year yield breached 4.55% and April CPI printed at 3.8%. Year over year, the highest reading in 3 years, triggering a broad risk asset sell-off that overwhelmed even the tailwind from the Clarity Act. The week ahead now frames a direct tension. A landmark regulatory win cleared the Senate Banking Committee by a 15-9 vote. But that momentum failed to hold price above the $82,000 200-day moving average. Meanwhile, ETF outflows hit $1 billion on the week, snapping a six-week inflow streak. This macro versus regulation tug of war is the positioning question for the next several weeks. Market structure. Bitcoin spot closed near $78,600 Friday. Weekly ETF outflows totaled $1 billion. The worst week since before a six-week, $3.4 billion inflow run. Wednesday saw a single-day outflow of $635 million, the largest since January 29th. Glassnode characterizes these flows as institutions selling into strength rather than panic. The seven-day simple moving average of ETF net flows dropped to negative $88 million per day. Total ETF assets under management now stand at $104.3 billion, and cumulative net inflows sit at $58.3 billion. On the resistance and support map, the $82,000 to $84,000 zone is the 200-day moving average cluster and the dominant overhead supply, with a cost basis of 1.05 million Bitcoin. The $77,000 to $79,000 range is near-term support, and $76,900 is the 30-day cohort cost basis. Sources disagree on the downside. CryptoQuant flag $70,000, realized price as bear market support, while HashKey puts the key level at $77,000. In derivatives, short-dated implied volatility is near-year lows according to BlockSchools, meaning the options market is not pricing a near-term breakout. $330 million in 24-hour liquidations were roughly balanced between longs and shorts. Funding rates remain negative, meaning bears are still paying longs, a residual bearish tilt. In corporate Bitcoin news, Strategy's shares saw $1.53 billion in daily trading volume Thursday, an all-time high. The firm filed to repurchase $1.5 billion of its 2029 convertible notes at roughly 92 cents on the dollar, explicitly listing Bitcoin sales as a funding source for the first time. Delphi Digital flags Strategy's $28.3 billion issuance cap as a potential constraint on accumulation within roughly 12 months. Policy and institutions. The Clarity Act passed the Senate Banking Committee by a 15-9 vote, with all 13 Republicans joined by Senators Gallego and Also Brooks. The bill must now merge with the Agriculture Committee version, and a floor vote requires 60 votes, meaning roughly six Democratic crossovers. TD Cowen raised passage odds to 40%, while Polymarket sits around 70%. Sources disagree sharply. Coinbase's chief legal officer says it passes this summer. GSR's chief legal officer put pre-vote odds below 50%. White House crypto advisor Witt said there is more work to be done. The Trump family ethics conflict of interest provision remains the key unresolved sticking point. In institutional flows, Abu Dhabi sovereign wealth fund Mubadala filed a 13F showing 14.72 million iShares. Bitcoin Trust shares worth $566 million as of March 31st, a 16% quarter-over-quarter increase, extending an unbroken accumulation streak since the fourth quarter of 2024. Combined with Al Warda Investments, Abu Dhabi now holds more than $1 billion in iShares Bitcoin Trust. Goldman Sachs disclosed roughly $2.36 billion in crypto ETF exposure. JP Morgan raised its iShares Bitcoin Trust position by 174% in the first quarter to 8.3 million shares, despite a 22% Bitcoin price decline over the quarter. On the Trump family disclosure front, quarterly ethics filings show purchases of Coinbase, Mara, Strategy, Robinhood, and Block, with the largest Coinbase purchase between $100,000 and $250,000 on February 10th. The purchases were filed through discretionary third-party accounts, and the Trump Organization says the president has no role in trade decisions. Democrats cite the filings as grounds for conflict of interest amendments to the Clarity Act. In Korea and South Asia, Hana Bank is acquiring 6.55% of Upbit operator Dunamu for $672.5 million, the largest single investment by a Korean bank in a digital asset entity. OKX is separately pursuing roughly a 20% stake in Coinon, according to a single-sourced Yonhap report. Poland passed its MiCA implementation bill ahead of the July deadline, while the Zonda crypto fraud probe involving $96 million in user losses adds political pressure. Network and industry. A critical use-after-free bug in Bitcoin Core, affecting all versions from 0.14.0 through 29.0, has been disclosed as CVE-2024-52911. The vulnerability allows a node crash via a specially crafted proof-of-work block, and remote code execution is theoretically possible, but unlikely. The fix is included in version 29.0, and the bug was discovered and responsibly disclosed by Corey Fields. Operators on pre-29.0 versions should upgrade. In the ThorChain exploit, $10.7 million was drained from one Asgard vault spanning Bitcoin, Ethereum, BNB, and Base. Only protocol-owned funds were affected, and ThorChain says user swaps are unaffected. Rune fell roughly 11%. ThorChain has a recurring pattern of security incidents and also serves as a laundering route in unrelated exploits. On cross-chain infrastructure, Lombard Finance, which oversees more than $1 billion in Bitcoin-backed assets, migrated from Layer 0 to Chainlink CCIP following the $292 million Kelp DAO exploit. Kraken similarly migrated its KBTC to Chainlink. Multiple protocols are now departing Layer 0. In protocol development, Fabian Jahr proposed a BIP draft for peer-to-peer UTXO set sharing to improve assume UTXO bootstrapping. Eric Voskel warned that the proposal could lead to minor UTXO commitments, weakening the full verification security model. The debate is substantive for node operators and protocol developers. Macro linkages. The bond market drove Friday's sell-off. The 10-year yield crossed 4.55%, above levels that triggered the April 2025 tariff pause. April CPY at 3.8% year-over-year, a three-year high, pushed rate cut expectations further out. CME FedWatch now prices a 25 basis point hike as the most likely outcome by March 2027. Bank of America sees no cuts in 2026. Goldman expects a first cut in December 2026. Bitcoin fell in lockstep with equities and bonds, reinforcing its risk-asset correlation and undermining the digital safe haven narrative. On geopolitics, the ongoing Iran conflict keeps Brent near $100 plus, sustaining inflation pressure and delaying the Fed pivot. Geopolitical de-escalation signals have driven Bitcoin rallies throughout the period, and re-escalation has reversed them. Iran is reportedly collecting Bitcoin transit tolls in the Strait of Hormuz, according to a single-sourced Bitcoin magazine report. On capital rotation, Bitunix analysts characterize flows as moving aggressively toward AI growth names like Nvidia and the Cerebras IPO, which is up over 100%, and away from crypto. Santiment warns that a 1.55 to 1 bullish to bearish social sentiment ratio historically precedes corrections.